Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So I'm a day one Pokemon Go player, and I've played almost every day, physically or digitally possible, since then. I put some time into the game. I've walked 5,149 kilometers, caught 72,100 Pokemon, visited 47,414 Pokestops for a grand total of 51,494,375,000 XP. It's a lot. On average, I keep about 800 Pokemon in my inventory, and yeah, I played a lot. When I first started playing, though, I didn't put a lot of time actually investing into the Pokemon I was keeping. The appraisal system used to be trash, where in order to actually appraise your Pokemon to really see if it was worth investing in, you had to listen to like a digital speech that, honestly, in a game built where you're trying to catch them all, you don't have time to sit there and listen through three screens of text. And so I really didn't put a lot of time investing into evaluating my Pokemon, which means out of my Pokemon, I invested in a lot of stuff that I thought was worth it just because it appeared to be worth it, when it turns out they were really trash. Since then, they've completely revamped it, where literally all you have to do is click appraise and a little diagram will pop up and show you if it's a 1, 2, or 3 star Pokemon, and if it turns red with 3 stars, it's perfect. Out of the 800 Pokemon in my inventory, 16 of them are perfect. And I know this because I've actually started to take time to evaluate that, to see if it's worth investing in. We need to do that with our spiritual life as well, because a lot of times we'll let things influence us, whether it's social media, teaching, music, leaders, and things like that, without actually testing to see if they are worth the time and investment. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 tells us, "Test everything, hold fast to what is good." Just because it has a label that it's good for us doesn't mean it is. Just because something advertises that it's Christian or focuses on God doesn't mean that it does. We have a responsibility to actually test what we invest in. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.